Bridges to Prosperity is pretty focused on helping connect rural communities all over the world. And so imagine living in a walking existence, walking to school, walking to a healthcare clinic, walking to a market or a place to get fertilizer for your produce. And in that walking existence, there's so many people that can't get to where they need to go. So Bridges to Prosperity is about connecting those people with the resources that exist through bridges, the literal kind. And we've been working in 20 countries around the world. We've served nearly 1 million people. And we are really, really proud to have the opportunity to work in this film to kind of showcase how engineers can do their part to really change the world.
So you started mentioning it. You're part of the Dream Big Engineering Our World documentary that's just coming out. How did you get involved in the documentary? And can you talk a little bit about what the project is?
Certainly. So I got a phone call, as things all seem to start out. Like, hey, this is Greg McGilvery's team out in Laguna Beach, California, and we're going to do a documentary on engineering. And, you know, my first thought is like, engineering? That's so boring. You should really reframe your intro, you know, like, I was interested, captivated, actually, because the McGilvery team is who did Everest and many of the most important IMAX films of all time. And for them to take interest in telling the story of engineers, like, sign me up, tell me what to do. And that was nearly 3 years ago. And so it's really cool to see it all come together and how well this story is told.
What do you hope that people get out of seeing this film?
I think it's for all kinds of people. I'm most passionate about getting young people in the door, and particularly young girls or underserved communities and young kids in those communities who might not be able to have a role model as an engineer in their life. And so what I'd hope those people to get out of the film is an idea that I can do this. I can be an engineer. I could go into the STEM fields and make a profound life-changing, you know, career for society. It's not reserved for the people who are of a certain class or a certain, you know, look. It's not only an old white man's game. And so I think everyone that shows up to the film is going to have entertainment and is going to have awe and admiration and inspiration. But particularly for those young kids coming out, I want them to be able to go into the museum and be able to work in some of the ancillary services and kind of fun play, fun first kind of activities that we have right here in our community. And to be able to see that engineering not only is on the big screen, but it's right here at home. And this is something I can get my hands around and I can do as well.
Yeah. So you mentioned that there is kind of a demographic that goes along with how people think of STEM fields and engineering and that kind of field. Why do you think it's important to have girls and women get interested in STEM fields and go into that kind of work?
I believe that it is a matter of national security that we have a more diverse population coming into engineering, more generally STEM, but my lens is engineering. And I think that's because it's a team sport. You can't engineer something alone. And if you imagine getting a group of people around the table that have all of the same experiences, all the same perspective, and all the same outlook in the world, you could imagine how that would play out in what we design. And also, you could probably say that for other spheres, politically and otherwise. And so we believe that to be able to get diversity around the table of experiences, of personalities, of thoughts, will create the best outcomes. We'll be able to vision a future that doesn't exist today, and we need all people and all types to be able to be at the table for that.
So is there a place that people can go to learn more about the film if they'd like?
Absolutely. So dmns.org is the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, right here in our backyard. It has all the information about the film times and openings, as well as a lot of the other services and cool, fun games that kids get to engage with in the museum when they come to visit.